Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast, The Appraisal in a Transaction. Let's discuss.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk about the appraisal in a transaction. It's funny to me because often the buyer's surprised that the appraisal comes in for exactly the sales price. And they say, did they really do their own math? Remember, in a real estate sales transaction, the lender is actually the beneficiary of the information from that appraiser because they want to verify sufficient collateral for the sales price. So they're not picking the magic number of what it would resell again for. They're instead verifying that it could resell for the sales price.
Well, and it's also interesting that the appraiser is most likely given instruction by their employer, the lender, to be conservative. If it's an income property, if it's a residential property, let's assume that if we had to foreclose, it could be resold in a certain period of time. What would that be, like 90 days or less?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So again, there are certain properties that frankly are probably not going to sell short of a six-month marketing period, the extremely unusual stuff. Well, if you squeeze that down to a 90-day period, effectively the price is going to be deflated to make sure that someone would be excited about buying it more quickly than normal. So in those instances, the appraisal comes in fairly conservative and fairly low, and that can really mess up a transaction.
The time frames of appraisals can also mess up a transaction. If you have a unique property, an appraiser can open up that opportunity to take the appraisal on as they're on their work list, or they can pass on that. And if it's an unusual property, several appraisers may pass on your property before you get someone that'll take it on.
Well, and in some instances, that's very, very good because if it's amateur night, if they have not appraised that type of property before, they're probably going to come in even more conservative than what the lender would anticipate because they're trying to reduce their exposure to risk of overstating value and being deleted from the acceptable appraisal list, and that puts them out of business for good.
So the appraiser is looking at property and trying to find similar properties in close proximity, similar use, similar assets and detriments on the property, and try to account for those. It's not like blue booking a car. It's much more detailed than that. So you got to give those appraisers credit out there. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.